No, 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 no.
Good morning. Let's try this again. Today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2020, and thank you for catching the Approach Lee podcast today. I had to start over because some idiot kid, so this kid looked, if he wasn't 16, he looked like he was 12, 13, or something, and he was, I was pulling out, and he was, turning from a neighborhood, but he didn't have the right of way. He just pulled in, had to stop out of nowhere, and I'm like, is this kid even supposed to be driving? It's like, did he steal this car? You know, is he trying to get away real fast? You know, is he driving it temporarily? He doesn't really know how to drive. Did he panic? Did he not see me? Like, what's going on? I have to worry about something, you know, on my way to work. Yeah, I don't know. It's a cold day today, though. 21 degrees. I can see my breath. There's, frozen snowflakes on my windshield. Like, you could actually see the snowflakes frozen on the windshield. I guess I'm gonna have to wait until my car warms up for that to melt. Unluckily for me, I've been having some issues with my heater. My air is coming out cold. You know, but then I put more antifreeze or water in it, you know, and it fixes it. So something is depleting my heating source. So I don't know if it's a water pump going bad. You know, I don't know if there's a line that's crossing and it's getting wasted. But obviously, I'm not, you know, something is wrong, you know, and I'm not really a mechanic guy. So hopefully, I can manage long enough for me to get into something more reliable, you know, and that's something I've been longing for a long time. A vehicle that I can use to get around anywhere without the fear of having any issues with it, you know. And you know, so that's yet to be seen. Yeah, because if, you know, if I had a car that I could, you know, not have to depend on just for work, I would go to a lot of places, you know. I would go to a lot of festivities, and but that's one thing that whole, I guess, there's no excuses, you know. I just try to only use my vehicle to get to work, and that's about it. You know, if I need to go somewhere, I guess I'd go somewhere, but, yeah, you, so yeah, I'm on my way to, work, as a matter of fact. Hopefully I don't have, car issues right now, 'cause, last time I had to fill up with water because, you know, I can't really afford to be buying anti freeze every couple days. So it's like, what the hell is making it go so fast, you know? And now it's not heating up as much. Like, I changed the thermostat to a much better one. It doesn't heat up as much, but it still has heated up since we fully fixed the issue. So it has gotten better, you know, but it's not great yet. There's a little bit of ice still frozen on my windshield. You know, I think it's been there since Friday. You know, I haven't left the house since Friday. You know, it is what it is. It's kind of good. You know, I didn't get much done because, you know, people wanna come in and, you know, just chill. You know, I don't get that about people. You know, I don't understand how they can go day in and day out and waste time, you know, sit around and watch music videos, you know, simply for the pleasure of looking at girls, you know, not for the music, you know, just to stare at girls, you know. That's another thing, you know. It's one thing if you're hanging out around like all guys and whatnot, and you know, you start you know, talking about girls and whatnot, you know. But, you know, when there's people around, you know, other, you know, girls, you know, and you start talking, you know, in a certain creepish, you know, sex fiendish way, it's a little weird, you know, and that's another thing, you know. I don't get how you could just waste time, you know, like just sit around and do nothing, you know, like and I guess that's probably why I don't have a lot of friends, you know, because I can't do, like, I always have to keep myself busy, and it's only because I know that, you know, you work hard so you don't have to work so much later in life. And you know, I'm not that old, and I'm still, and I do feel very exhausted, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. God, we're so dumb. People want to get in accidents today, don't they? The cool thing right now is the sun's about to go up. I can literally see the rays of light beaming over the mountain, you know, in beautiful Salt Lake City. It's about to come up at any point, and the temperature's already coming up, as my car temperature indicates. It's 23 degrees, and it looks like the more east I head, the closer I'm getting to the sun rays, you know. And it's been raining, snowing the last couple of days, and it's beautiful. It's non-rainy, you know. It's a nice day out. So, you know, let's make the best of it. Hopefully I can get out early, which is why I'm going a little earlier than usual. And I think my boss is out today, and kind of nice, you know. I think I don't necessarily want to talk to him today. I have a meeting with him and his boss tomorrow, which is my boss indirectly, you know. I don't report directly to him, but, you know, he's still my boss at the end of the day. But it's refreshing because it's both our bosses, you know, and, you know, it's a good opportunity for me to show my worth. But, you know, I actually called in sick yesterday and Friday, which would be Valentine's Day and President's Day, you know, and those are some dates that are important to me, you know, apart from the Hallmark holiday aspects of it. Wow, the sun's just came out beautiful, and I'm hoping that this finally melts the frost off the bottom of my windshield that won't wipe off. And maybe I should have I don't think so. Wow, the other guy did run a red light. They still are. That's scary. So I had Burger King, and I got diarrhea. And this actually happened over a 2-day period, right? I got pretty sick, you know, and I didn't really think about it. And then not realizing it and having a low amount of budget, you know, being hungry and on a whim, I went there again. And that's just about the only restaurant I ever get sick in. You know, I don't get sick from any other... I get sick a lot, but... not off... What the hell is that? That's weird. Guy's car is jingling like it's Santa Claus. Jingle, 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 jingle. Doesn't sound very good. People are having their morning brew, Starbucks. Oh, wow. You know, I'm really appreciative of the sun. You know, I don't feel that good about this, podcast right now, though, if I'm being honest. So I might just go ahead and end it here, if especially if I get caught on in this light. I don't know, I've just been really tired, you know, and things haven't really gone well. You know, people seem to be getting the white privilege treatment at work, and I'm burnt out, if I'm being quite honest. And I don't know, it's frustrating. And I always go back to it, you know, it's tough, you know. I love my job, but there's just too many expectations, and there's not a team surrounding me that makes it worth it, you know. And if I just had what, you know, and here's the thing, you know, it could all become better here. Like, a guy got promoted, you know, a lot sooner than anybody else, and, you know, he kind of got a position that I didn't even know was up for grabs, you know. And it seems like these positions for everyone else, you know, are a dime a dozen, you know, for these junior, well-paid junior positions that put people in on a path to make boatloads of money, you know, within a couple of years. And I haven't been given that opportunity. I've asked for that sort of opportunity, but, you know, it doesn't seem to be even an option for me, you know, and I felt like I've given a lot to this company. I've given, you know, a lot of myself, and it's kind of frustrating that they're not really willing to play ball, so, you know, and it's, you know, this other guy, you know, came in and did a good job, you know, but he didn't do a great job, you know, and if I would have felt like, because I didn't feel like much of a difference, you know, like when he came in, because he started addressing issues that need to be addressed from other departments that I haven't really mingled with. So in that respect, he was good. You know, he really rubbed elbows with people in HR and finance. You know, he went out of his way to do the most, and you know, that's just about all you can do as a single young male. You know, and I remember being in a better position before, you know, where I didn't care about, you know, my time, and I was more than willing to let go of my time for the companies I've worked for. But as I've grown older, I've just realized that there's no, you know, it's not worth to let go of time, you know, for, if there's a necessity, you know, which there always seems to be, I'm all for it. But if there's no necessity, you know, you don't have to go to work, you know, 90 hours a week, you know, why, you know, if you're young, if you don't have a family or anything, you know, go ahead and grind away your in your 20s, so you don't have to work in your 40s, you know, and that's what I've been doing, you know, and I'm kind of exhausted, you know, I'm approaching my 30s, you know, let's just say I was born in 92, so, you know, things aren't looking so bright for me, so, you know, something might change, you know, I might have a lot of, I might have, get a promotion, I might get a raise, you know, but for some reason, I just think that's going to go more worse than bad, especially since I called off these last couple of days, left early Thursday, you know, and, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm happy for the kid, but just like, I don't know, like, I've been frustrated for so long, and, you know, every time I am able to speak my voice and talk about it, it gets brushed off, it gets pushed off, it gets the Band-Aid, you know, Band-Aid gets put on, and, you know, I try hard, and I try to overcome my circumstances, and sometimes it works out, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't, but, you know, I try for the most part, you know, and now I'm in a rut again where I'm not really in the mental mindset to grind away at work when that's what's necessary, you know, and it's fucking tough for me, you know, to be in this position where I'm required, you know, I'm needed for so many things, for XYZ. It's a crucial time where a lot of roles I've inherited are being busy, basically, you know, and I'm getting a lot more work than other people, you know, and to me, this whole the whole time I've been with this company, it's just been a manipulation of two old characters who don't necessarily have the required skills to remain, to have a job at this rate. The value they provide, they're not. The company's not getting their money's worth. I could only imagine what they're getting paid for the amount of work that they push out. Wow, it's still not coming out warm. That's frustrating. It's frustrating to deal with white, people, getting promotions and whatnot because they're white. I haven't gotten any promotion. I was offered once when I started. It's kind of dangled over my head to be like a lead, and I just didn't want it because I didn't want to deal with the people on my team, until this day, because it's like pulling teeth. They say they're gonna do something, but they're almost like pathological liars, and sadistic in a way, and open about it. They're not, it's not like they're doing things out, and they do in their old baby boomer way, and they're kind of vocal about it, whatever. So I really hope my boss isn't there. That way, at least I won't have to answer, certain things to him, but I do have to get prepared for a meeting tomorrow. I do have to do a bunch of manual physical labor, today that no one else is going to do. Someone else could have done it on Friday while I was gone. Someone else could have done it when I was gone yesterday, but evidently no one wanted to do it or couldn't do, quote unquote, couldn't do it. Just stupid, because you have this guy on our team who literally can't do half his work without having one of us sitting right next to him, walking him through exactly how to do it, and it's repeated things, Well, I don't know, but things have been going good lately for me. I mean, I've gotten a lot of my stuff done. I still have a lot of things on the back of my mind that I deal with and worry about, but hopefully that will come and pass with time. How they say, this too shall pass. At the end of the day, I'm happy for a friend and a colleague. I hope I can consider him a friend, even though we don't really talk, we don't have a lot of things in common, he does a good job, and he got a promotion a lot faster than me. But he put himself out there, and I can't say that I've necessarily put myself out there within the last year or so, just because I've been burnt out, I've been depressed, and, more power to him, I can't blame him for that, but it's just upsetting that, things have been brought up so many times, and I hate that it gets to this point where, I get a little stomach flu and I refuse to work, but at the same time, I hate that I just can't work from home whenever I can, you know, and it was brought up, you know, it was offered, you know, if I work, I can work twice from home a month, but, you know, I could tell that even that he was, you know, should I, or, but it's like, he knows I want more than one, but he doesn't want, you know, even one seems like, he seems fair, you know, but, you know, he can work from home anytime he wants, because he doesn't do shit, you know, and I get it, you know, he's a manager, he does a lot of meetings, and does a lot of different type of work, you know, but, he's expecting me to do the same type of work that he's doing alongside with the same type of work all my other colleagues are doing, and, you know, I just can't do that two jobs and then pursue anything else, you know, whether that be personal endeavors or growth. You know, I'm going to be perpetually stuck in this state where I can't move up because I'm so fucking constantly worried about doing the same redundant bullshit task day in and day out, you know, like this manual labor job, there's no reason why I should be doing it, you know, and it's a temporary thing, you know, it's so bullshit, you know, it's so easy and simple, you know, I don't mind doing it, don't get me wrong, I just shouldn't have to be doing it, and that's the bothersome part, but yeah, I'm here at work, so I should go ahead and end this soon, but, oh man, it's just not good, you know, and, calling out, it's always shitty. I don't like coming back to work after, calling off so many times, so luckily, like I said, luckily, my boss, I don't think is gonna be here, he took vacation time. But at the same time, I don't want to work with the people I work with, you know, and I hate the fact that I have to walk past them every morning to get to where I need to go, but, that took a lot longer than I expected, but I'm finally here. I'm gonna go ahead and, end this early and get this, get my things ready here. I don't feel good still, you know, I just drank last night, I had visitors over, I didn't really want to, I haven't drank in a long time, but it was good company, it was good, it was a good time, honestly, it was just ran its course, I didn't, you know, it ran too long, I didn't expect it to last long, people were inconsiderate, you know, and I get fucked, but whatever. Anyways, have a nice day. Thanks for catching the Upholstery Show today.